fire burns low. This rose has covered up the ground. Your baby is hot as a coal. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. Well, I promise that I'll treat you right. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so
Got a new record that'll be out in a couple of weeks. It's called Bandit in a Bathing Suit, and I'm real proud of it. I'm gonna play the first tune we did is on that album. I'm gonna play another one that's on it, but you'll have to forgive me for a second. I got something really bad happened tonight, and I have to tell you about it. And then I'm not gonna bum anybody out or anything, but I have to tell you. A fiddle was stolen from us tonight, along with the bow. And it means a whole lot. I don't know any of you who've ever grown up with an instrument, but something like that, you know, it can't be replaced. And somebody busted in here and took it. And I'll just tell you a little bit about it, and then we'll continue with the music. It's like a orange or golden color, and it's got a label in it that says Justino Del Canto. It's not even an old fiddle. It was made in 1972. And there's a bow that was with it. It was made by a man named Richard Grunke, and his name is stamped on it. And I'll tell you what's weird about it is that on the bottom of it is an ivory frog. You know, most frogs on it are black colored. This one's white. If you know anything about it, or anything about anybody who took it, call WHFS, and we'll give a reward for the thing. If you want, you can go right to the police in the first district, too, because they're handling the case, but we got to get the thing back. Please, thank you very much. We won't say anything more about it. And can't you see the pain swimming in those watery eyes? Blinded by the endless rain, she can no longer see the sky. She wonders why. Daylight's almost gone now. Darkness all around now. She still hasn't found how warmth could fade so fast. But the good things never last. Just come to admire her dignified and ancient shell. You may get caught inside the mire that fills her painful private hell.
won't get well. Love is gone, she cannot give it. Time has fled, she won't forgive it. Life is spent, she can only live it. And so she hides inside the past. No questions can be asked. She swallowed. Inside herself, she sees the waste. The pointless path she's followed. Memories are hollow. Set by the mundane now, she feels compelled to shout, not knowing what about.
I think perhaps I should sing you a more cheerful side somehow, man. Not ignoring complete retribution, you know. This song goes something exactly like this. Judge your honor, hear my plea, before you open up your court. Now I don't crave no sympathy for what I have come here to report. You see, sir, I caught a wind, a gambling joke. I'd wandered about the farm. I pulled my knife and I guess I went insane. The rest you already know. To the devil down below. It's true, I sliced up my sweet patootie. I gotta reach up what I said. Say, Jack, 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 listen to my Jack. Bondsman are coming up. Go my bed, and I don't want to spend no 99 years stuck in your stinking jail. Judge, I don't know you, Mr. Joe. Send me to the next picture. With my borrowed and I kicked her in the side, and then I stood there laughing all the while she rolled around. Judge, 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 hallelujah, judge. Send me to the electric chair. Well, hit, I'm dangerous for you. You better look out. Cause I even scare myself. You better look out. Oh, a heart full of bad intentions. That's the stuff you can't talk about. Too dangerous to mention. You better look out. You don't want to get hit. I'm dangerous for you. You best look out. I think maybe we'll sing you this old Virginia song.
I'd rather be stuck in some dark cavern where the sun won't ever shine than to be here alone, honey, knowing that you're gone. It could cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, very far from down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but ain't coming some dark cavern where the sun refused to shine. Then I'd be stuck in this big old city in a small room with you on my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, carry me far on down the track. Well, I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
myself here. Wake up, mama. Girl, and turn your lamp down low. Get a mama. Turn your lamp down low. Now, where did you get the nerve, baby, to drive me away from your door? You're a mighty mean woman to do me this way. Mighty mean girl just to treat me this way. D.C. this time, honey. I'm going away to stay. Now, I once loved a woman, sweetest thing you could ever sing. Boys, I had the love of a girl, the sweetest thing you've ever seen. Where she treated me like a king, you know, like she was a doggone queen. Baby, my daddy let me run reckless. My daddy drove me wild, wild, wild. My mama let me run around reckless. My daddy drove me wild, wild, wild. I know I'm not good looking, but I swear I must be some sweet woman's angel child. I said, sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your friend, I'm going to the country. Mama, do you want to go? I might bring you along, babe, I might bring along one or two more. My biggie, she looks around, Lord, she will not stop. You should have seen her color mama when it got the ball of her. Come on, reach over, mama, and him, I'm a traveling shoe. I want you to know right now, baby, I got the Statesboro blues. Why the church bells ringing, the secretary singing, the preacher's preaching, can't you hear the sister shouting? The children up in the pulpit, they're just trying to learn their song. You know that low-down, dirty deacon up and got my girl and gone. Give me back the hat, I bought you the big umbrella. Give me back the shoes, I want the shirt and all. If you don't love your daddy, you got no right to just stand and squall. Give me back the wig that I bought you and let your goddamn head go bald. Done more for your woman way last summer. I suffered through the winter, I scuffled through the fall. I done more for you, honey, than God in heaven ever done. Hell, I put hair upon your head, you know that he never give you none. She spoiled my supper, she threw it out doors. I think the woman was trying to tell me to go. She had a night to ask me if a matchbox would hold my clothes. I can't be no bank boss, no superintendent, no pass receiver. Ain't getting up on a tipple. I promise the good Lord I never would dig no coal. I'm go back to New York City and get myself some jelly roll. I said, sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your nephew, tell your friend, tell your mama, tell your papa. I don't care who you tell, girl, I'm headed right to the country. Mama, do you want to go? I might bring along, babe, I might bring along one or two more. But the ancient of the vandals will not stop. Should have seen the color of mama when it got the boiler hot. I'm gonna reach over mama and him, I'm a traveling shoe. I want you to know right now, folks, I got the stinks for a blue. And I got them through tonight, boy. Take a good look, boy. You never saw them before. You looking straight at them. I got them. Wearing her face in a strange disguise, she carried the smile that they taught her. She gives it away at the edge of her eyes. And didn't I see the sunshine through the rain before? Well, she's crying, and she knows it. She's crying, and she shows it on the outside now. Whatever happened to the girl it was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out. Nothing at home left to hold me. This is just grace, and the world treats me fine. And didn't she think that I'd heard that old refrain before? But she's lying, and she knows it. She's lying, and she shows it on the outside now. Whatever happened to the girl at war? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here. Thank you. men have deceived her. Others will come and she'll take what she can. She hides the hurt as they leave her. And then she takes everything that her system can stand. And didn't she think that I had seen someone in pain before? Well, she's dying. She's dying. She shows it on the outside. Whatever happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold.
Thank you.
I realized what a dumb song that was to play tonight. Michael, would you give me a little more guitar on this thing? More Barkus, Michael. This song is named after the Lee Highway. Well, all through northern Oregon, always by my side, sleeping in those narrow beds, and then we'd ride. Drinking in those filthy bars, keeping out of sight, sleeping in that cold backseat, and then we'd ride. You know, that goddamn road seemed like it just went on and on forever. Exhaust fumes made our eyes turn red and swell. With our clothes stuck to the seats and to our body, it was a stink of a summer trip through southern hell. And eating carbonated crab, keeping out of sight, gas-soaked service station junk. Thank you.
Dr. Lee Highway, and there's all kinds of police on this highway, man. You got to sober up. Look at that, you almost bumped into that little foreign car, man. He's honking his horn at you.
Wait a minute, he's getting it back in gear again. Oh, that dude's got, he's got muffler problems, don't he?
Wait. Hey, that ain't no little foreign car, that's a big old semi truck coming down the mountain real fast. Pull over the side and let him pass by.
Boy, that dude was calm, wasn't he? Did you get a whiff of what he was carrying here? He was carrying some kind of livestock. That was a funky. Yeah, something like cows. I don't think it was cows. It wasn't cows. It wasn't bulls. No, it wasn't them, man. It was. What? Yeah, I think he was carrying chickens, man. That's what it was. That's it. He was carrying chickens, man. You can tell. The guy was headed for Colonel Sanders. You can tell because there's grease all over the road, man. That's what it was. Boy, man, this is weird country around here. Lots of nice horses. I'm digging them horses, man. Hey, what's this, man? When do you start putting railroads across the Lee Highway? Railroad, here comes a train. I don't believe this. Right in the middle of the highway. Coming back, man. Coming by again. Look at that train. It's gone now. At least it was a little bitty one. Wasn't one of those long. Oh, it's your train, huh? You can take your train. I'll tell you what you can do with it, man. I don't know about that train. Hey, listen. When you drive on a Lee Highway, you have two things to fear. Well, the grease left over from the chicken trucks. And the state police. And between you and me, I'm a lot scareder of the state police than I am of the chicken grease. Oh, here comes Roderick Crawford, right?
10-4, 10-4.
That doesn't scare me, man. I don't care about that music. You play theme music all you want. Wait a minute, that scares me. Is that a siren?
Coming after us. They got the bubblegum machine going everything. And it's us. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna get out of here as fast as we can. Put the pedal to the metal. Let's move it on out. I just wanted to see if you were listening. Your friend, babe. But I will never ever be your fool.
I gave you all I could. God knows I tried to keep you satisfied. Give you all one man could give to his woman, girl. But half enough to keep you satisfied.
Hey, didn't I give you all my love, all my loving, my name, my house, my car, my children, my life insurance? At least you put a gun and let me hold on to one small kind of speck or shred of my human pride. Yes, I would work for you all day. Come home and love you slow all night. I swore and promised to stand beside you, baby, when you're wrong. Suck on them. The one thing I'll never do for you. I could be your lover or your friend or your advisor, your companion, but I flat out refuse to ever be your fool. Thank you.
time, honey. Darling, this time you went and lost a bit. On the inside straight, you didn't even know. Oh, you were gambling with my love. Oh, but this time you went and lost a bit. Cash in your chips. Any fool dumb enough to hang around with the stuff you sling around would deserve it. Keep it stuck in it. Look here, baby doll. Pick up your telephone dial. Information, ask for the time, and you can calculate it to the last goddamn minute. You didn't have to hide today. There was no need for you to be that cruel. I could be your lover, your friend, your accomplice, darling. Not tonight, and not tomorrow night, not ever, not in a million years. I say I refuse to be your fool, categorically and subjectively, empirically, absolutely and positively. I refuse to be your fool. Before I be your fool, I will see the sun cease to shine, the moon cease to reflect. I will see electricity replaced with wind power and all power become obsolete. I will see us operate our engines by the sheer power of our brains, and then I'll see those disappear. I say, before I be your fool, I will wear the rings of Saturn around my pinky. Before I be your fool, I will see the laws of physics repealed. I say, before I be your fool, I will be so long gone, dead and forgot that I will see the fine Carrera marble making up my 84-story fine mausoleum crumbled to the ground by the winds and rains of time and carried to the four corners of the universe by those very same winds and returned to molecular structure within the ecological system from which they originated. I say, before I be your fool, I'll be so long gone dead and forgot that the generations and descendants and children of the descendants of the children of the people who have forgot me will themselves have been for eons forgot. I say, before I be your fool, I'll be so long gone dead and forgot that I will see the genus and species of worm and insect that at one point fed upon my mortal flesh vanish on the face of the earth. I will see the 86th ice age come and gone. Mastodons will walk the land once more. I say, I will see a professional baseball team in Washington, D.C. I say, before I be your fool, I will see you dead. I'll see your mother, father, sister, brother dead. I'll see your taxi driver and taxidermist dead. I'll see your lawyer and all of his lawyers dead. I will see the usher who took you to the movies in 1967 and pinched your cute little bottom dead. I'll see your Ludie Ann Hyatt dead. Your horny Uncle Henry dead. I will see your lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see that faggot dead. Everyone you ever knew, loved, touched, stood next to, heard of, smelled, felt, dreamed about, thought of, imagined in your lifetime and existence, roasted in hell for 100 million billion trillion years, 16,000 eternities, 17 billion forevers, 19 quadrillion millenniums, and 5 or 6 days after that, before I'll be your food.
Uh-huh.
is true, I know that 2 and 2 is 4. I got my bag and suitcase bag, regard, I'm looking down the door. I said, hey, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, sweet home Chicago. Six. If you're just trying to tease me, babe, you're gonna get your business fixed. I said, hey, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, child? I know that 2 is 10. That's gonna take you 2 or 3 times. Child, to trick you once again. I said, hey, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, a sweet home, Chicago.